Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is April, the psychic housewife in New Jersey, featured on the Travel Channel's The Holes of Files. I just wanted to wish my very dear friend, Sophia Temporelli, a very happy 11-year anniversary right here on Live Paranormal. Congratulations, Sophia. I love you and I'm so proud of you.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And congratulations, Sophia, on over 11 years of broadcasting here on liveparanormal.com and ghosthunting.com. Feel free to call in to the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. I'll post all of our guest information into the live chat room. So feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. If you have any questions for our guests in the chat room, make sure that they're all capped so we can distinguish between the conversations going on in the chat room. You get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. Alana's in the chat room right now, I see. Thank you, Rob Sirk, the site founder of Live Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week, and to all of our moderators. Thank you guys so much for patching us through at live events. when we had no internet feed. Thank you guys for all your work throughout the years as well. Today we welcome back renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic, healer, musician, vocalist, and author Stephanie Ann Stevens. Everyone visit ommaster.net. That's the letters O-M as in om. ommaster.net. Facebook, Stephanie Ann Stevens. Amazon and Kindle search My Karate Angel for her book. YouTube as well, Stephanie Ann Stevens. She has her own page there too with her videos. Upcoming, we have author Rob Guthrow. He'll be on promoting his latest release, Ghosts of England. That'll be the 5th of November. As well, we have Bentlight Communications founder, SETI researcher William Lawrence will be on the program on 11/12. Also, Ed and Lorraine Warren, founder, director, the foundation director, Peers founder and investigator and empath Bill Slevin will be on the program on November 19th. You don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. As well, check out the membership packages on Live Paranormal. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the founder, he's great at rewarding the audience members here. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors. He rewards the audience members here that do the membership packages quite well. So tonight on liveparanormal.com, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here at Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, now going into another season with Kindred Spirits. Here's here monthly Mondays on Live Paranormal, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. If you miss anything, archive shows, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of Live Paranormal. And we'll bring on the host here. Sophia, congratulations on over 11 years of broadcasting here.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been 11 years.
Yeah, and also, too, congratulations. You received a Travel Channel, Discovery Plus, Food Network, a special Ghosttober promotional gift box this past week. That was pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I was really excited about the beanie.
Yeah, you got a special travel beanie. So it looks like you like some new headshots coming up. Well, yeah,
well,
I mean, thank you to the...
So.
Yeah, no, thank you to the network for all your great guests that you... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, beanies are great for outfits, and so I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, you've lit up on that. You have a special video, too.
Yeah, I did, and he made me look like a little liar because I said I cut the box open off camera, but I had recorded it for you because it would be funny and we put it in the video. Now people know it was on camera, just not on that video. And then put it together and made it in the video.
Everyone loves it. Yeah, you're unboxing the box and look. Yeah, your knife that you use to open it up and everything. But you did a great job. I mean, well-deserved. You've had a lot of great guests that they've sent over. So thank you to Travel Channel, Discovery Plus, and Food Network. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much to them. It was amazing to get that and open it. I love the Ghosttober logo. It's super cool. So now I have socks with that. And, it was just a lot of fun. And, it was a fun video to make. Hopefully people liked it. And I didn't cut myself, so I think that's even better.
No, it's a really cool video. Any prayers for healing, warmth, comfort, and strength for your Aunt Julie? I know last week, and also, too, regrets to the OC Paracon. I know you were going to be there and speak on a panel, but, you know, we got news, that she has recurring cancer. So, you know, any sentiments throughout the day, thank you in advance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my Nina is such a strong person, and I know she's going to get through it, but any, prayers or, thoughts for her are much appreciated because she is an amazing person and such an important part of this family.
Well, I know Stephanie Ann, too. She, was asking for, Julie's name, too, as well, so she'll be talking about it as well during the show. See what the we'll check in with Stephanie Ann. But where can people find you? I know you have a lot of pages and things as well.
Well, people can find me on Facebook, where we share the video, Twitter, and Instagram at Sophia Temporelli, and YouTube if you want to check out the video, The Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli, and see me open a ghost tumor box with the Doug Dimmadome knife, which is, you know, I don't think anyone else has done that, so that's a unique claim I can make.
Yeah, it's a fun video, so yeah, you need a little levity this week too as well. Well, tell us about your guest, Sophia.
Well, today we welcome back renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, healer, musician, and author Stephanie Ann Stevens. Everyone visit ommaster.net, Facebook Stephanie Ann Stevens, Amazon and Kindle search My Karate Angel, and YouTube search Stephanie Ann Stevens. Let's welcome her back into the show.
Stephanie Ann, welcome. Thanks.
Hey, John and Sophia, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be back here again so fast. That's awesome.
Well, we always love having you on.
Well, I'm so glad I was able to fill this slot. And Sophia, congratulations on your video and the accolades from the Travel Channel and Food Network. And that's totally awesome. I'm going to have to go look at that video. And
thank you.
You guys were talking over each other. And you're like, oh, that was the best. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I know. No, that's really exciting. And you deserve it, doesn't she, John? 11 years, can you believe this?
Oh, yeah.
I can't even believe it. She's only, what, 24 now? I can't remember. Something like that. No, 22. I don't know.
Yeah, 23.
Oh, my God, 23. Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, thank you, too, for all your support throughout the years. I mean, you've been such an amazing friend to my family and I. And, yeah, it's always just so wonderful having you back on and, you know, getting to hear your stories and about your journey as an investigator and a psychic and just everything about you.
Oh, thank you so much, Sophia. It's been an interesting journey, to say the least, as you know what I'm talking about.
For sure.
Definitely.
For those, you know, who are just, you know, starting to hear about you and your abilities, how did that initially start for you?
I think it started, you know, I call myself a sound healer. That's part of it, but it's kind of like a frequency healer. And when I was five, I was sitting on the bed and my parents had been doing meditations in the house. And my mom recognized this ability because I told her, Mom, I'm like hearing this sound. And so, you know, it's like ohm or whatever. And she's like, oh, that's the ohm. And, it started with that sound, and then and you know, she knew to send me at that point, recognized in the neighborhood there were these, prominent spiritual people that they had connected with in meditation. So she kind of sent me to those people to have me, I guess you could just say, verified that there was ability and that. So went from there.
Yeah, I mean, you're such a gifted psychic. So, I mean, it's really amazing that, that you have been able to develop it in such a way where, you know, you've helped so many people throughout the years. What has been your process in learning to develop it? I mean, is there anything, you know, that you think is specifically key for anyone who's wanting to develop their abilities like you as well?
Oh, totally. Yeah, you know, Sophia, it's totally like when you have your parents that are really like spiritual and they help to, shall we say, support and encourage you, you know, you've got your parents here. They're very supportive of what you do and, which is makes a huge difference, because, when you're a psychic kid, you don't always know what's going on. But, I think having that guidance of being able to, my mom sent me to her friend Hazel Denning. Hazel Denning was training mediums, like what's her name? Ferguson. I forget her name. It's something like Diane Ferguson. Yeah, that's it. And so I was introduced to the mediumship at the age of 17, and that helped to, shall we just say, kind of like move this forward. At the same time, I became a born-again Christian, and that kind of like, what the hell is going on? What do I do? But I think that having parents that do that and support you makes a difference, no doubt. And I really just kind of like it just flourished. We moved to California. My mom started testing me with names, just like I've been tested as a medium anyway. And it just took off. And then she sent me to her. Her friends started getting readings from me like at 17. So it was cool. Mm-hmm. And I, yeah, just trust, if talking to anyone who starts developing their gifts, just trust what's happening in the process. Don't be afraid. Talk to people and, you know, get research on it and look at some of the more, shall we say, valid paranormal type shows and that kind of thing. So.
For sure. I mean, it's, you know, it's such a journey, you know, when you go through. It's amazing that you started giving readings at 17 to your mom's friends.
Yeah.
You know, were they more just kind of curious about, you know, what you could do, or did they also, you know, believe in the paranormal?
They believed in the paranormal, Sophia, because it was more like one of those things where they would give me a name and then I would just get the details of what they were wearing, where they were living, what they look like. So it could not possibly be, you know, fraudulent mm-hmm. or whatever you could call it. And they were definitely spiritual people that had a belief in the spiritual world. So that made it a lot easier and everything. The scary thing mm-hmm. was when I told you this before, when I was 21, I had my parents' mechanic on the phone, started talking to him about a car with a make and model and the license plate number. Watch out for that. He freaked out because 3 weeks later, his wife was hit by a car with that license and make of that car. And he was kind of mad about it, but whatever. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm getting kind of freaked out here. If this is not of you, take this mm-hmm. away. But it just increased. And for those people who think, oh, that's something that's, you know, coming from a, it's a spiritual gift, and I'm convinced that, you know, shall we just say, it's a blessing that it's a God-given gift. That's all I can say. I really believe that. I know that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's great, mm-hmm. too, that, you know, when you did start at such a young age, you had such a support from not only your parents, but your parents' friends, you know, who had an interest in the paranormal and a belief and weren't trying to disprove you or anything, because I think that's really helpful, especially when you're so young, because you are trying to figure out life and maybe aren't
And, you know, so, too, Sophia, when I was in junior high or middle school or whatever, I was, like, educating people on auras and, mm-hmm. and you know, like, auras and all kinds of paranormal stuff, you know, ghosts and just starting looking at houses when I was 18 and noticing that there were entities in there, some not so friendly. So
yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, mm-hmm. with your abilities, you have, you know, so many different facets of it. What has been, mm-hmm. you know, the most challenging, you know, part of your abilities to learn, and how did you overcome that?
I think for me, as a medium and everything, you know, to not be able to turn it off, but to be able to at least ground myself, but sometimes mm-hmm. Just to learn how to shut down my force field or my field around me is been very challenging, because I'll wake up and in one day I might be talking to 13 people or go out in public and have somebody come up or somebody say something, and you can't, there's no escaping. It's like, okay, well, I see, you know, your brother passed on, your dog's here with you. Oh, I smell a horse. I mean, it, you know, for me, it's an ongoing thing, but I've been able to regulate it by pacing myself. Okay. Like meditating. Mm-hmm. And centering, and not like, oh, and physical activity. So karate helps a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, speaking of karate, you've actually written a book called My Karate Angel. Can you tell the audience a little bit about that book and where they can find it?
They, right now, I'm hoping that I can I'm hoping to republish it if I can. Basically, long story short, in 2010, one of my clients contacted me, Mark Kofler, contacted me for a reading, and he was very persistent, and I didn't realize that he'd been in a car accident, why he was calling so much. Ended up becoming his caregiver after Jack, my husband, passed, and Mark had wanted to be a black belt in karate. So his mother made very, very clear, please, please help. This is when the other side becomes persistent. Please help my son. Please, you know. And so shortly, less than a month after Jack passed, I was living with Mark and became his caregiver, which was a very challenging, thing. And just that he had that been state karate champion, and I basically took over and was like, you know what, okay, I'm going to become this black belt that he could not. And it helped Mark, being his caregiver, it helped him spiritually to be able to, shall we say, make his peace, get his life together, his affairs in order. And then we were able to be around him when he passed. And he had a very nice passing. But he was a warrior in a wheelchair, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, that's amazing you were able to help him like that and, you know, learn karate, which, as you said, is helping you, too, with your abilities to center yourself.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, because a lot of karate masters, and I'm an apprentice of the arts, but I'll be some kind of something, mentor or whatever. In December, I'll be second degree. Hopefully she'll pass me. She will. she should. Wow. I mean, I'll be second degree black belt. But yes, there's a great spiritual journey being in karate because you get a wider scope. And the chi develops. That's what's so, shall we say, amazing. Kick ass. Excuse my language, sorry. But there's a...
You're good.
It's another dimension of spirituality. Because I've had interesting things even happen at my karate studio where my phone got teleported. we don't know how. But, yeah, there's a lot of spiritual energy over there. And they actually have their studio. It's the Knight Method. And they actually have their studio in where there were used to be a cop place where the cops were or whatever. So we're always like, okay, is somebody walking through here that was a cop at one time? It's nice that they accept the paranormal. Both my instructors do, Mr. and Mrs. Knight. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's really amazing, though, that you were able to find that. I know a lot of psychics, say it and clear their head. There's always some technique or method to help kind of center themselves and, just figure it out. And for you, that's karate. And it's great that you were able to just, figure that out, because I think it's just certain things in life that really, resonate with you. But it's not always that easy to find. And the fact that, life took you on that journey for that is really amazing.
And just the other thing, Sophia, is that you asked about what helps me to, when I send that sound to my heart chakra, when I send that sound to myself, man, it totally calms. It totally takes over. And I also have this Lord's water that I spray. It's it's holy water or whatever, but it's from Lord's, and it just really brings a totally calming energy and atmosphere into my apartment, into in here. So it's really cool.
But with that, I know you also wrote another book called The Power of the Omega. Can you tell everyone a little bit about that book as well? And what kind of inspired you to write it?
The Power of the Omega is the Mysterious Healings of the Angels. A friend of mine has the only copy that I have, but it's okay. basically what happened was that I had written Growing Up Medium, so I took a lot of stories from Growing Up Medium, and it compiles these true-to-life stories of helping to trace or track down animals, that's part of it, cats, dogs that had been lost. There was one dog that was lost, or I'm sorry, cat, that ran out of the house and was lost for 2 weeks in freezing weather back east somewhere. And Boots was the name of the cat, and I kept sending the sound to the cat and just like telepathically going, come on, come home, come home, come home. And 2 weeks later, the cat came home, which was amazing. And so there's those kinds of stories. Then there's ones where one of my clients, somebody that had lost their wife and made contact with her in a dream. So it's a lot of stories of people that have lost their loved ones, making contact with them, talking to them, and just true-to-life stories about. And also it traces how I discovered this ability at the age of five, made contact with, I'm certain, were with angels, and having seen them throughout this journey, believing that they were around, and just the whole process of being able to understand, and also that I trained myself to test this sound anyway on plants and on people. So, you know, the seminars that took place, almost 11 years of seminars, and what happened to the people in the audience, what they experienced, their loved ones, things that they smelled, and just how this began to unfold into this really awesome thing. Ooh, remote viewing, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just amazing, you know, your abilities and, like I said, how you've been able to develop them through the years. You know, it's just incredible, you know, hearing the stories and the journeys that everyone goes through, you know, you with your testing and, you know, finding the omega, and also being able to put that out in the world so other people can learn about it and find out more information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's an unfolding process, because a lot of times, and being able to have that verification, like, oh yeah, you know, you sent this to me. I've been being on the phone with somebody, sent it to them in their handset, and they're on the phone and their handset starts shaking. So it's a kinetic force, or sending it to like six people and they begin to sway back and forth. Now that's probably that chi. So it's really cool. Next you'll see me propelling through the air, kicking. No, I'm just kidding. In slow motion, like, ah! I'm just kidding. Like a ninja.
Right.
I can't.
No, I mean, yeah, it's just amazing, you know, I think how much control and how in sync we are with our bodies still, just, you know, kind of that primal instinct that really didn't fully leave. I think is so interesting. Like, as an investigator, you know, you can tell when someone's behind you, but even when you're not, you can tell when someone's standing behind you. It's just like a weird thing. You can feel when there's someone over your shoulder, whether it's a living person or a ghost.
Yes, totally. And one of my, it's like, yeah, this friend had, his father came through last night, and totally this frequency. And you guys, you know how that frequency is, and you know, Peter, let's bring Peter James into this. What an incredible gift. The godfather of ghost reason. I mean, how, John, you know, you guys were on the Queen Mary. You know that this was, there's a frequency to this. And I know that when I got that in my left, if I can hear that high-pitched or whatever, I know I've got somebody that's trying to communicate. I know it. And it's, sometimes it's, those just because they're everything, like, okay, even like I'm sure you've heard of Bill Bean, of course, and he says everything's a frequency. So we've got good frequency and we've got not so nice frequency. And we had some experiences here that we definitely had to fight. Well, let's just say that we had to kind of like go into someone's house and go, okay, you guys shouldn't be here. you know, I see you, go to the light. You got to go to the light. And the other thing too is being able to have the experience in the power of the Omega, being able to call in those from the other side to help escort those here that need to go to the light.
For sure. I think it's always interesting, you know, just the way the world works and how much more we learn about it through paranormal and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
I do know, though, we have some callers and we have to take a quick commercial break, so we'll be right back with more questions.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli at liveparanormal.com. Feel free to call into the show at 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316 as well. Lana's in the chat room, too. Feel free to jump into the chat room. It only takes a second to get an avatar and you're part of the LP family. We'll get to your calls right after the break, as we are here with renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic, sound healer, musician, vocalist, and author Stephanie Ann Stevens. Everyone visit ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know. It's almost like we didn't leave break.
Oh, poor Dave, left out of the audio bites there. I'm trying to unmute everybody as we speak. As I'm doing that, Stephanie, is there, that usually means a lot of people are listening. Stephanie, is there something, as you're hearing Sophia's voice, you're getting out of, okay, we have Stephanie, we have Sophia. Is there something you're sensing or feeling about her direction possibly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. John, I think there's absolutely no doubt, you know, this is a growing thing for Sophia. This is something that's just going to, I've, you know, said this before, and I think that others have supported this, having her own show, traveling, you know, basically being able to follow, I think, in the kind of like footsteps of Peter James. So I'm thinking this is the beginning. She's waited a long time. She's put in all these hours. She's put in, you know, this is something that pays off eventually. And I definitely feel, you know, I feel like we're going over to Europe. Of course, her mom will go with her. No. But, yeah, I definitely feel. I mean, what I mean is just going, this is what Sophia loves to do. This is what her calling is. So it's definitely unfolding. She's, I don't mean to talk about you like you're not here, Sophia, but 23 years old. I mean, you're like right there at the pinnacle. And I believe that in 2023, it's really going to, I feel April. And I feel like there's an agreement, a contract, the whole thing, where you are, you know, being, and also I want to say this too, a bigger thing, of course, where, you know, how do we say this? We have our videos and we also have your little all those kind of things, but I definitely feel like there's going to be movie offers. Yeah, I do. I do. You know, like, no, why not? I feel like, no. She's funny. She's engaging. Look, you know, she interviews so many people. I definitely see there's acting. I've never thought this before, but now I've got Peter in front of me, like, conducting, going, come on, keep talking, oh, here we go. So
talk to me.
So, oh, there's Peter.
Peter, do you have something to say? He always has something to say to you.
We're here with love and life for you.
Oh, he's here with love and life for you. That's very good. Well, we have a caller.
I think it's true. Sure.
Oh, wow. Oh, sure. Yeah, we have a caller here, 706 area code. I believe that's Georgia. Let's see here. I'm trying to unmute, too, as we caller 706. What's your first name? Yeah, hi, 706 area code. You're on with Stephanie.
Do we have a ghost on the phone? Must be.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, you're on with Stephanie. What's your first name?
You're correct about Georgia, and my first name is Sophia.
Oh, here we go.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Sophia.
Thank you. I've enjoyed listening.
That's great. You have a lot of energy in your house, my dear. You've got a male figure coming through to your grandfather who's looking out for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's also showing me like a coin collection or something. Somebody, I don't know what you call those people that collect coins, but I'm seeing like a lot of coins. Also, I want to indicate that
Numises.
If you are seeing quarters and you're seeing nickels and stuff like that, it's kind of like, okay, there he is right there as the patriarch of the family. And I smell art too, so I don't know who's the artist, but I can smell it. Unless you have a lot of painting in your house or whatever. But what did you have a question, Sophia?
Not Sophia, but
go ahead.
Do what you're doing. Yeah, I kind of like his question for the other Sophia. Just I'm open to receive whatever comes through. That is just fine today.
Okay, I have I also have a female person coming through, older female, that I get the name like Ellen or Elise or Alicia or I'm not exactly sure, but I definitely feel, as soon as you got on the phone here, I could feel that there's a lot of, you both, you are definitely in a historical situation. I can see soldiers around, wherever you are, I can see like, soldiers walking around or whatever. I also want to say too, and I feel like there's a lot of, how do I say this? You're very in tune, and I just want to say this. You're in tune, Sophia, with, let's say, spiritual experiences. If that makes any sense to you at all, I feel like you had some of this going on when you were younger. Does that make sense?
Indeed.
Are you there? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've got your, I believe I've got your, I feel like your mom is, I just want to say I see angel wings. So I just feel like a lot of, shall we just say, I just looked up in the clouds and I get to see a woman coming to me, looked like she had like a kind of curly brown hair and just a beautiful face, very noble, and angel wings behind her. And this is how they show that I'm your angel, I'm around you, I guide you, if that makes any sense, or helps, or whatever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, okay, well, I hope that helps you or
very much
encourage you.
Thank you.
Does it? Oh, well, you got to, when we have this kind of thing going on, you just validate, yeah, that makes sense because and then you say my mother passed and I'm smelling Vermont. I'm smelling maple syrup in Vermont for some reason. If somebody loves something like pancakes, they will come through with a favorite food they had. And Sophia, I just want to tell you that not only do those living show up, living spirits come through, okay? But those who passed on, but also animals. So it's a whole conglomerate that decides to show up. It's not just one person. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome, and, you know, just validate if you want to validate all that or whatever. That you obviously said it made sense to you, so.
Yes, I could take a lot of that, in particular the male. I mean, we all have past ones, but immediately what came to mind is my grandparents, which is who raised me. And where I'm sitting, and the way you described the female in the cloud, I'm sitting in the area of the house, and I'm very aware of the grandfather with the strong presence, and my grandmother as well, always constantly. We have two big pictures of them hanging over the fireplace mantel, and I just looked up, and I'm just, you know, and of course they're smiling on the picture, so.
Awesome.
That's what you tapped into really quick, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Sophia. That's awesome. Thank you for those validations. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sophia.
No problem.
Thanks, Sophia.
Yeah. Yeah, for God bless. For Sophia, not the host, Sophia, of course, but for Sophia, where can someone directly reach out to you, or if Sophia needs a follow-up and talk you off air?
People contact me at ommaster.net. They basically can contact me at StephanieAnnStevens219@gmail.com. StephanieAnnStevens219@gmail.com if they want to contact me. That's the contact on my website.
And I'll post that in the chat room too as well. Go ahead, Sophia.
What a sticky is today. I'm not used to that. So I was like, you'd say my name and I would just say, what?
She got washed away.
Yeah, thank you, Sophia, so much for coming in. Again, it's amazing, you know, all you pick up. I thought it was funny, you know, you're like, oh, you're a funny person. I'm like, Dad, I keep trying to tell you that. And so I texted him, I was like, yeah, you see that? And then I sent him a gift that said, you can't handle the truth. And he told me to stop sending him stuff like that. So clearly very, very jealous. It's okay, Dad. We
right when you said
it.
She was funny. I guess
I love how you tease your dad, Sophia.
I
love the way you tease your dad.
I get plenty of that.
Yeah, you do. She ribs you or whatever.
Yeah.
He acts like he does.
Of course,
really
of course.
Enjoys it. I know him better than he knows himself. The man loves Hallmark movies, boy bands.
Woo!
I can just watch something and tell exactly the part he's going to like. And so I know
funny.
Him extremely well, so he enjoys it. You could say I'm psychic.
I'm an old metalhead. She says I like boy bands. I don't know where that comes from.
You do. Then why do you know the news move to Bye Bye Bye? It doesn't take a psychic to know that. They
just have to be alive and know the lyrics of Bye Bye Bye.
Bye Bye Bye.
Sure. Sure. I don't
know.
Are we talking Britney Spears or what? No, okay. No.
Yeah, don't believe a word he says. Believe me, I know him. but, you know, speaking of music, too, you're a musician, and, you know, with, you know, your psychic abilities, does that help you a lot in your songwriting and lyric writing?
Definitely, and I'll tell you why, because I had one of my clients, her boyfriend passed, her fiance passed in a skiing accident. So one of the songs that myself and Jack wrote, but whatever, it's like, leave a light on for me, and that was, that's not so much on my YouTube, but it's on our, we have that video, and that, and she kept finding the light on. And so it was like he was saying, leave a light on for me. I'm here. Okay. And then also on my YouTube, on my page on my website is a clip or a video or clip, whatever, from Heaven is Real that I wrote for Mark. And it clearly talks about how you don't fear death, and you took a breath, and I held your hand. And while it might seem heartbreaking, it's actually hopeful because it's kind of like, okay, cool. I know you went to the realm. I know you're like in a higher vibration, place of comfort, like Peter talked about. And so all a lot of my songs, a number of them actually have been dedicated to, I've got several that are dedicated to those who have passed. February Cries No Tears is dedicated to Jennifer, I believe it is, Jennifer Lynn. And that was another friend of mine on Facebook, and her daughter passed. And it was just like, okay, cool, I'm going to write this. And another one is called We Are Better Now, which is dedicated to Leslie. And to speak about Leslie is very profound because I carry her key on my key, my key holder thing. And she's come through several times. She was my friend's girlfriend. And I had the most powerful manifestation I've ever seen in my life with Leslie. I had to write this. We were standing outside his apartment after she passed. It was all dark inside, and she began to manifest wearing a gray cable knit sweater, putting her elbow on there. And I said, Colin, I said, there's somebody in there. He's like, no, okay, cool. And we walk in there, there's nobody in there. So she was manifesting and like basically showing that she was the light around her, that she was in a heavenly type place. So shortly after that, I wrote We Are Better Now for her. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you were saying earlier in the show, karate helps you kind of center yourself and get in tune with your abilities. Do you feel that, you know, listening to music or playing music also helps you do that?
Absolutely. When I'm performing, I go into like this totally different zone. I feel mm-hmm. it just like some of it feels like it's just channeled. And the other thing that's really cool is I've been playing and somebody will hear another voice come in, or somebody will hear another, probably Peter. Mm-hmm. I bet it's Peter. Another person playing with me. People have caught it in performing. So it's connected. I'm quite sure it's connected to that particular shall we just say spirit world or whatever. So yeah, that has actually happened when I performed, and so it's all part of it, I feel, definitely.
And I know too, certain investigators who've been on the show before have like playlists before they go into investigations and stuff with specific songs. Do you have like a certain song that really does help you just get in the zone?
Yeah, actually, one of the things that really helps me get in the zone, I think, is the song, I'm trying to remember this one. So it's basically, if I were to pick one song, I would have to say something by Queen. Somebody to Love. But I think more than anything, probably one of the songs that probably helps me get really connected are one of the songs, I think, I don't necessarily another artist, but one song that I wrote and I performed it on Tucson's Got Talent is The Rain Is Falling Down. And it's basically like, okay, somebody's like really depressed, so they're looking up to a higher thing, they're looking up, and mm-hmm. the rain's falling down, but they're totally like feeling the support around them of their loved ones. So it's pretty cool. It gives hope. Yeah, so that one.
Well, that's amazing too. I mean, just that. And, you know, speaking of investigating too, mm-hmm. where would you love to investigate the most in the world and why?
Queen Mary.
Yeah.
Just because, Sophia, just because we talked about it so much, I cannot imagine. Well, okay, Waverly Mansion, but certainly not without you guys there.
Yeah.
Because I
want to
go.
Oh, I would love to
investigate
with you.
I want to go in there and I want to send the sound and see what happens. See what happens with the entities. What do they do? How do they like it? Do they go? Do they scatter? But yeah, Queen Mary for sure, because you told me about that entity on there that's not so friendly, that one down there
by
the
Shadow Man
pool. Yeah, what do you call a Shadow Man?
He's
okay.
Yeah.
He hates you, you hate him. We're like, Barney, I hate
I'm
you,
like,
you hate
mutual,
me.
Mutual, at least. At least it's mutual.
You're
like
part of an evil
grandma.
No, I'm just kidding.
We,
I know.
Have something in common, which I think is nice. Yeah. We just both dislike each other.
Well, I think he's kind of controlling a portal of some kind down there. Like he's the ringleader or something, you know, having an arrogant attitude. Like, how dare you come into my
demonic table? She's a little rock and roll,
It's like my dad's favorite character.
I'm a little bit rock and roll. That's how like Donnie and Marie. Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Like my dad's favorite character in Marvel said. He said, you know, common interest is a fertile ground for bonding. And I feel like, you know, we both dislike each other. So we're already sort of bonded. It's very helpful.
Oh, there you go.
Definitely. But, you know, you've experienced this firsthand. And you know what it's like to have that shall we say, that not so pleasant thing living in a haunted, you know, a house that was haunted. And you know it firsthand. And I think that, shall we just say that encounter actually, but then again, that actually kind of, shall we say, spurred you into, let's say, this kind of work, you know, even because if you live it firsthand, then you know what I mean? If you can live it firsthand, even if it's unpleasant, scary stuff, but it actually is a kind of like a, how do we say, a foundation that is set to send you in this direction. Even if it is unpleasant and scary, you know what I'm saying? Not to bring up anything unpleasant and scary, but this work is not always friendly and fun.
Yeah.
No.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And,
no.
You know, I know we're coming towards the end of the show, unfortunately. I mean, it's always so great talking to you, but are there any websites, upcoming interviews or events that you would like to mention?
Well, I'm going to be playing at this place called Rockabilly's on the 26th, and I will be at Natural Grocers, the presentation room, for the first time in 11 years, doing a seminar. Yes, I'll be doing readings. I'll have my music there. It'll be premonitions, prophecies, and predictions on the 28th, Saturday, at the presentation room in Tucson, Arizona, Natural Grocers, from 6 to 8 p.m., so and it's $15 at the door. So that's what I've got coming up here in this month.
Well, I mean, that's amazing that you're going to be going back to that after 11 years. So I can't wait to hear how that event goes. That's very exciting. And hopefully we'll get to go investigate the Queen Mary soon. But thank you again, Seth, for coming on.
Thank you so much, you guys. You guys rock. Thank you so much for having me. I just love it every time. It's my favorite show. Everybody just listen to the show. So, yeah, thank you so much for Sophia. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for definitely. And thank you, Sophia, for all the gaming that you always pass on.
You're welcome. I can talk about, like, certain things for hours. Gaming, Marvel. I can complain about TV shows and movies. Yeah, I'm, like, really big on pop culture.
I know. But you guys have a great day. Thank you so much for having me on again. It's been an honor.
Well, thank you again, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Well, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Stephanie was such a great guest. I want to thank you, Sophia, for calling in. Thank you, everyone who listened to today's show. This show definitely not be possible without all of you. Make sure to go to the Ghost Host Sophia Tombrelli YouTube channel and check out the Ghosttober unboxing. And I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, thank you so much, too, Travel Channel, Discovery Plus, Food Network, too, for that recognition, too, of the show. And thank you guys for so much of the guests that you've sent over to us for promoting their series as well. And thank you, Sophia. Yes, Sophia, the caller. I still see her in the queue over there. As today we had on the renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic, sound healer, musician, vocalist, and author, Stephanie Ann Stevens. And for Sophia or anybody else who wants to get a hold of Stephanie Ann personally, Stephanie Ann Stevens 219@gmail.com.
That's Stephanie and Stevens 219@gmail.com. All through our website as well, ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net. Coming up, we have author Rob Gutro. He's promoting his latest release, Ghosts of England. That's going to be November 5th. We have Bentlight Communications founder, SETI researcher, William Lawrence will be on the program on November 12th. Ed and Lorraine Warren, foundation director and peers founder, investigator, empath as well. Bill Slevin will be on the program November 19th. We have some other people that might make it in from networks in October coming up. We get those a few days ahead of time. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Facebook fan page to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time, and we'll see everybody next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.